What happened in that Baltimore police van?
They're expected to tell the Gray family how their son died.
An electric entrepreneur tries to harness the sun.
This is actually within the power of humanity to do.
The fight of the century.
You have two of the best fighters in the world. They've never fought each other.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup.
You're still too close to them. Move!
Baltimore's mayor was out last night helping enforce the city's curfew. It'll continue this weekend, and more protests over the death of Freddie Gray are planned. A police report on Gray, who died of injuries suffered in custody, is now in the hands of prosecutors. CBS's Edward Lawrence says Gray's family will now get a look.
What's going to happen today is that the police are actually going to sit down with the Gray family and tell them exactly what's in that report, that they have finished their investigation. It has not been released to the public, and that's the sense of frustration in Baltimore at the moment.
The Baltimore Sun reports Gray suffered a head injury in the police van, with one wound indicating he struck a protruding bolt. Gray was not in a seatbelt. Another prisoner in the van suggests police took him on a rough ride. A family member of one of the six officers suspended in the case has her own concerns.
I'm worried that six officers are going to be punished behind something that maybe one or two or even three officers may have done to Freddie Gray.
This week's trouble and now the tension has been bad for business in Baltimore. Here's CBS's Steve Dorsey.
Here on Broadway, many shops, bars, and restaurants have boarded up their windows and doors before two large protests this weekend, fearing they could spiral out of control.
Well, we had to for armed protection. We saw that we were totally defenseless.
Enrique Riva Nivera hasn't seen a customer for days. Meanwhile, across the street, Danny Esparedes is worried about what happens next.
No, we don't have any customer. Today, we don't make any money.
Steve Dorsey, CBS News, Baltimore.
Amid growing calls for more police body cameras, the government's trying to help local police foot the bill. Live to Washington and CBS's Barry Bagnano.
Law enforcement agencies can compete for a slice of a $20 million Justice Department outlay for cameras and training. 50 awards are expected, one-third of them going to smaller departments. The Obama administration hopes over the next 3 years a total of $75 million will be spent purchasing 50,000 cameras to record police arrests and other activities. Who should have access to footage? That's being debated nationwide. Here in D.C., officials want to keep body camera video out of the public eye. Steve?
Well, now overseas, where the death toll in the Nepal earthquake topped 6,200. James Perry with a British rescue group says time is running out for anyone who might be clinging to life.
Every hour now that passes is going to be critical for those people who are still trapped. So the search and rescue workers will be working around the clock without any sleep to try and find these people.
Health officials are trying to head off the spread of disease. They say hospitals are running short of medicine. In Washington, the House has passed a Republican budget that repeals Obamacare and adds more Pentagon spending. It's on to the Senate next. In a largely symbolic move, the House has passed a bill that would revoke a District of Columbia law that takes effect tomorrow.
The Home Rule Act of 1973 gives Congress the power to stop D.C. laws from taking effect. A bill recently passed by the City Council would prohibit discrimination against workers based on their decisions to use birth control or to have an abortion. Speaker John Boehner.
The issue is one of religious liberty.
It really makes me angry.
Top House Democrat Nancy Pelosi.
This is not your boss's business. How dare they?
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
President Obama's picked his hometown, Chicago, for his future presidential library. It'll be built on the city's south side. Two sites are under consideration. They're not far from the Obama family home. The man behind Tesla electric cars wants to put a solar battery in our homes and offices. Here's CBS's Dave Barrett.
Billionaire Elon Musk, pushing his new battery pack, says if you were in a remote village or lived on an island, you could
take solar panels, combine it with the Tesla Powerwall, and never have to worry about having electricity lines.
Globally, he says lots of homes could be off the grid.
You need approximately 2 billion power packs. Is that a crazy number? Is that an impossible number? It is not.
This battery might cost $5,000 installation extra. Musk hopes to have a battery production plant in Nevada up and running in 2 years. Dave Barrett, CBS News.
Because of all the trouble in Baltimore, the Orioles are playing their games this weekend against the Rays in Tampa instead of at home. CBS's Peter King.
The Orioles will have their walk-up music, maybe their mascot at Tropicana Field, but not their stadium voice.
We will use our normal PA announcer.
Stadium Operations Chief Rick Nafe says introductions of Rays players will be toned down a bit.
And create sort of a more neutral tone to the entire procedure.
Announcer Greg Khalil says what usually sounds like this.
Your Tampa Bay Rays!
sound more like this.
Third baseman, number 3, Evan Longoria.
As he amps it up a notch for the Orioles.
Center fielder, number 10, Adam Jones.
Unusual circumstances, no one bargained for. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Well, now to Las Vegas, where CBS's Steve Futterman's getting set for tomorrow night and what many are calling the fight of the century.
It is the biggest fight in more than a decade.
Mayweather!
Matching the two biggest names in boxing. It is a compelling matchup, says boxing writer Tom Hauser.
You have two fighters who have been acknowledged to be two of the best fighters in the world. They've never fought each other.
Promoter Bob Arum has been involved in some of the great boxing matchups during the past 50 years. This fight, he says, reminds him of Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier.
It's the public interest. Not only boxing fans, not even sports fans, just everybody.
Floyd Mayweather has never lost a fight. He is predicting victory.
Are you going to win?
Oh, absolutely.
There are no predictions for Manny Pacquiao.
You know, only God knows.
As far as money goes, there will only be winners. Mayweather is expected to make around $200 million. Pacquiao is expected to make around $120 million. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Las Vegas.
National Football League's three-day off-season odyssey, the draft, got underway last night in Chicago.
With the first pick in the 2015 NFL Draft, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers select Jameis Winston, quarterback, Florida State.
Winston, a Heisman Trophy winner who's had off-the-field issues, says he's ready to play.
I'm just excited, man. I'm excited, and I accept everything that it brings.
And last year's Heisman winner, Oregon quarterback Marcus Mariota, went second to Tennessee. With superheroes in movies and video games, comic books aren't just for kids anymore. Here's WWL Radio's Dave Cohen.
Free Comic Book Day is the first Saturday in May.
Free Comic Book Day!
Ronnie at Media Underground Comics in suburban New Orleans says...
Recent years, it's doubled or tripled in size. It's just crazy.
He credits the growth in popularity to superhero movies like The Avengers, Age of Ultron out this weekend, and very successful TV shows like Gotham, The Flash, and Daredevil.
Definitely, every year it gets bigger and bigger.
Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
Persistence and a routine paid off big for 16 co-workers at a New York City biopharmaceutical company. They're splitting a $58 million Mega Millions lottery jackpot. Members of the group have been pooling their money every week for the last 5 years. That's the World News Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.